The Holy Quran is the only divine book that openly and confidently claims that no one can bring a book like it. In a verse of the Holy Quran, it is challenging all mankind and jinn to bring a book like it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reduces the challenge. He says, bring 10 chapters like it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reduces the challenge again and says, bring one chapter like it. With all the advancements we have today, no one has been able to do anything like it, even with the smallest chapter, Surah Al-Kawthar. The first aspect of the Holy Quran is its eloquence and rhetoric. As we know, the divine wisdom and generosity requires that miracles of every prophet should be according to that time. For example, if the prophet, peace be upon him, brought an aeroplane at that time, people would have definitely said this is magic, because the people could not comprehend that at that time. And we get this from a hadith related to our 10th Imam alayhi salam. When he was asked, why has Musa been given the miracle of splitting the sea, and Isa alayhi salam the miracle of curing the sick, and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the miracle of the Holy Quran? The Imam alayhi salam replied, the art and the era of Musa alayhi salam was sorcery and magic. So God bestowed him the miracle that resembled sorcery to show the supremacy of that miracle. At the time of Jesus alayhis salam, the art was medicine, and hence was given the miracle of curing the sick, in order that its miraculous aspect was known. However, at the time of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the art was poetry. Therefore, the Quran was revealed in the best and most beautiful style so that its miraculous nature will be recognized. If we look at the books of history, every major poet, as soon as they heard the verses of the Holy Quran, they were mesmerized and they knew that this was not the words of an ordinary person, especially the choice of words. Whatever Shakespeare talked then is not up to date now. But the Holy Quran, still with the language being used for those that speak Arabic, will use the words of the Holy Quran, and it is not out of date. Also, its rhythmical composition. If we look at the Holy Quran and see how it rhymes, you will see not an ordinary person can come up with something like that, especially keeping the powerful message. The second miracle is that it was brought by an unlettered messenger, meaning that no one had taught him except God. If we look at the Holy Quran, it contains the most profound of knowledge, the most excellent and significant of prescriptions, telling us the best way to live, the wisest practice of worship, the most equitable rulings when it comes to rights, and its precise historic information predicting the future. This type of book cannot be even brought by a very intelligent person, yet it was brought by an unlettered person. This in itself is a miracle. Another example is this harmony and lack of contradiction. Every human being in their life goes through transformation. How I was 10 years ago was different to how I am now. The way I spoke 10 years ago is different to how I speak now. Maybe because we have more knowledge or more training. Changes have definitely happened. Also, changes in the social environment. Maybe back in school, we had bad friends, and we spoke like that. And now we have good friends, we speak differently. Yet there was no change present in the Holy Quran, proving its harmony and lack of contradiction. Furthermore, one cannot find any discrepancy in the Holy Quran. In the Holy Quran it states, had it been from someone other than God, surely they would have found much discrepancy in it. Imagine you are writing a book for 23 years. There will be a change in your writing style. You may have said something, and after a while, you know what? I've changed my opinion. You don't find this in the Holy Quran, proving its miraculous nature.